From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series on the Lord's Prayer. The current focus is on the word forever, found in the concluding phrase of the prayer, For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Dr. Cairns is preaching a message entitled, Lessons from the Eternity and Immutability of God. In the course of the message, Dr. Cairns is emphasizing five aspects that an awareness of eternity should produce in the lives of God's people. First, it will impress upon our praying the solemnity of eternity. Then this awareness of eternity will establish us and our praying on an immovable stability amid all the changes and circumstances of life. Furthermore, focusing upon the eternity and changelessness of our God will settle for us the tendency and the outcome of all history. As he continues this theme, Dr. Cairns will show that a consciousness of eternity reminds us of God's past works and encourages us to know that he will bless us in a similar way. Dr. Cairns will come to the message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, Help from Without. The text is Isaiah 41 and verse 10, Yea, I will help thee. Yesterday's promise secured us strength for what we have to do, but this guarantees us aid in cases where we cannot act alone. The Lord says, I will help thee. Strength within is supplemented by help without. God can raise us up allies in our warfare, if so it seems good in His sight. And even if He does not send us human assistance, He Himself will be at our side, and this is better still. Our august ally is better than legions of mortal helpers. His help is timely. He is a very present help in time of trouble. His help is very wise. He knows how to give each man help meet and fit for him. His help is most effectual, though vain is the help of man. His help is more than help, for he bears all the burden and supplies all the need. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Because he has already been our help, we feel confidence in him for the present and the future. Our prayer is, Lord, be thou my helper. Our experience is, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Our expectation is, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. And our song soon will be, Thou, Lord, hast helped me.
Once for all the Savior paid redemption's price, when upon the cross he made the sacrifice. Hear his words of triumph sounding from the tree, hear his shout sounding of victory.
Through God's own Son. Christ has died, salvation is complete. Follow to his cross and worship at his feet. Listen to his shout resounding far and near. Still it's heard, trust his word, never fear.
Though the battle rages, we may rest secure. With the King of heaven, victory is sure. Down the halls of time, his words forever ring. Hear his voice, make your choice, crown him king.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTVS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTVS Quarterly Magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTVS Audio Magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to become a man? Or, why did Christ have to be virgin-born? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Do you think God will be glorified in heaven but not in hell? You've missed it. He'll be glorified in both places. Listen, in heaven they will sing eternally, willingly and joyfully, to the glory of His everlasting grace. But in hell, in the misery of their sin and in the punishment that they have richly deserved, they will be to the everlasting praise of God's glorious justice and God's perfect holiness. He says, as I live, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue shall confess to God. Now that's how history's moving. That's where everything is going. Now you can put into that all the great kingdoms that have arisen, all the many antichrists that have come upon the scene. You can fit your Russian communists into that historical picture. You can fit your Adolf Hitlers into that picture. You can take your great religious apostates and put them in that picture. They mean evil against God and His Christ. But whether they are religious or political or social or scientific movements, whatever their aim, God says the great current of history, according to the purpose of God, is that it will bring everlasting glory to the name of our triune God. That's the way everything is proceeding. That's its end. And when you stop to realize that, you can pray with confidence. Complete confidence. So many Christians overlooking this, forgetting the greatness of God, are overawed by the greatness of man. They read or watch some half-crazed scientist who thinks he knows everything because he has discovered a little. And they get themselves all tied up in knots. There are things happening. I'll be honest, I have no way of explaining. I don't understand. If you'd ever been at school with me, well, there were schools in those days, believe it or not. If you'd ever been at school with me, you'd have realized there are certain things I liked and certain things I didn't like. I had the very comfortable philosophy, if I like it, I'll be good enough to pass it without studying. And I did. And if I don't like it, it's not worth studying anyway. So I had the happy way of getting through school until I got to theological hall without having to study too much at all. And if truth be told, maybe there as well. But anyway, I only tell you youngsters that there to say that's what not to do. One of the things I didn't like was science. I hated physics. I hated chemistry. Biology was a bore. I could enjoy reading history. I'd say, never brilliant because I didn't study it, but I enjoyed it. I could enjoy Latin and French and Spanish and some English. Those are things that, you know, civilized people could enjoy, but physics? Chemistry? No, I have to say I regret it. So I'm not a scientific buff and therefore not in a position to say, yeah, when I read all these things, and I have read, I suppose, 1,000 times more science since I left school than ever I did when I was in it. I can understand all that. I don't. I have sat and listened to the learned and fascinating but ultimately crazy ramblings of the current guru of the scientific world, England's Stephen Hawking, from his wheelchair and speaking with his voice modulator. A lot of Christians do that and they get so worried. What will it do to the Bible if science succeeds in cloning people? What will it do? Listen carefully. Not a thing. Not a thing. God will still be in His heavens. And He will take even the vilest rebellion against Him. And He will work it into the pattern of His working. And everything will continue to proceed to that mighty climax where for all eternity, from heaven and indeed from hell, there will come a chorus of glory to God. I can pray with confidence. I have no less confidence in God because science has discovered that the universe, as far as they can see, is limitless. Theologians were there before them. Creation is not limitless. It's finite. But space is limitless. I've often quoted to you the words of Samuel Clarke, an old time theologian, way before science had ever gotten near any of these things. He said, infinite duration or time, contradiction in terms, and infinite space are simply attributes of the infinite and eternal God. If God is, there must be infinite space and time. So don't let it worry you. God is. And when everything is moving toward the great climax of praise to His name, we can pray with confidence that we're on the winning side. This is how Paul put it when he wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14. Thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ. Or as some prefer to translate the verb, which always leads us as a mighty conqueror over our souls, leads us as His trophies of grace. And He makes manifest the savor, the sweet smell of His knowledge by us in every place. We are unto God as a sweet savor of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we're the savor of life unto life, to the other we're the savor of death unto death. But God says, listen, I'm leading you in triumph. Never forget it. And I will, through you, cause the sweet smell of my knowledge to be spread abroad. And I'll be praised forever through those through whom or who have been saved through you. And I'll be praised forever through those who reject your message. From heaven or from hell, there will be praise to me for all eternity. In many ways, we are in a similar position to the one Abraham was in. You remember, the Lord assured Abraham that his children would become a great nation and they would inherit the land of Canaan. But then he said, for four generations, they're going to be held in bondage in Egypt. And that's exactly what happened. But put yourself among those people. For four long centuries, the promise was there. But all that was happening was Egyptian bondage, pain, suffering, all these things getting worse all the time. That's as far as man could see. But what was really happening? Everything that happened from the change of one Pharaoh to another, the imposition of one policy in place of another. All those things were taking place in order to get to the final point of God fulfilling His Word. That's where we are. And therefore, we can pray with confidence. The tendency of all history. Let me take that one step further. The fourth thing that the text therefore does is it reminds us of God's past work. That's history. It reminds us of what God has done among His people. And on that basis, it encourages us to pray that He will bless us in a similar way. What's the name of Jehovah? I am. Not I was. That's blasphemy. I am. I am that I am. We were reading this morning in Psalm 105, and you could read in many verses of Scripture to this effect. You'll see what God has done. He has done great things. We have to say with the people of God in Psalm 126 in verse 3, the Lord has done great things for us, whereof we're glad. Spurgeon preached in the great revival year of 1859 a sermon from Psalm 44 verse 1. One of his greatest ever sermons. The story of God's mighty acts. It's a fascinating sermon. And I have read it many times with great edification. The story of God's mighty acts. We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us what work Thou didst in their days in the times of old. God has done great things for His people. And here's the truth. Thine is the kingdom. Thine is the power. Thine is the glory forever. What was true is true and will continue to be true. He hasn't changed. He has not lost His authority. He has not lost His ability. He still is doing His will among the nations of men. In His sovereignty, God is able to bless us and He's able to revive us. Now, keep that in your mind when you come to pray. One of the things that God's people should do when they pray is remember the past. Our problem when we come to pray is that we're so locked into the present. We can't look up to see the greatness of God. We can't look back to see the doings of God. We're so locked up in our little moment of crisis or of trouble. But remember, that's all it is. It's just a moment of crisis or trouble. And I'm not diminishing the reality of the trouble that very often faces us. But what the Scripture is telling us is, don't isolate it either from God or from what God has done. This is just one point in time. Look back. Have Christians been in trouble before? Have God's people ever had to face the kind of pressures we have to face today? Surely they have. And what has the Lord done? Let us go back to the Word of God. Fill our hearts, fill our minds with what God has done.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc at freepress.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.